afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
You're speaking with James.
Hi, James. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I called you guys last week to set up, if you guys are coming to my neighborhood and towards the end of November.
Okay.
I called last week to set up, time, date, whatever, to hook stuff up.
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out. It sounds like there's a little bit of interference.
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can definitely hear you.
Okay, fantastic. All right. anyway, as I was saying, I called last week to set up everything. And I guess there was a problem with the computers or something, and you guys were supposed to call me back to finish the setup, and I never received a call back.
Okay, I can definitely take a look at that. Just, what is your service address, please?
134 North Drive, Apartment 4, Saugerties, New York.
Okay, 12477.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we're all locals.
Nice. Well, I'm impressed how quickly you guys answer the phone, actually. So.
Yeah, actually, we do answer really quickly. Let's see. What's the last name, please?
Blatz, B-L-A-T-Z.
B-L-A, C as in cat, Z as in zebra?
No. T is in Tom, Z is in Zebra.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't have you in our system. Are you sure that we're...
I was talking to the guy, and yeah, I gave him a bunch of it.
Like, did they come out and do the install?
No. It's not going to be available until the end of November, as far as I understand it.
Oh, okay. Who was it that you had spoken to? Do you remember?
I do not remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. I take it was a door-to-door?
Excuse me?
Was it a door-to-door where someone came to you?
No. I called in. I received a flyer saying that you guys would be coming here around the 26th of November, and I just wanted to get things set up. So.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, if anything, if you want, I can go ahead with the setup process with you if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, it's strange because I gave him all my information. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible that he might not have been able to get it through yet. But I'll definitely be able to, yeah, it hasn't gone through yet. So... I can definitely go ahead with the process if you'd like. I know they've been pretty busy as far as that goes. Sometimes it has been a bit hard to get a hold of them because they're with so many different customers that sometimes they may not get it in right away. But we can definitely do that for you on this end. Yeah, and it is showing for November 26th, which is 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yay.
All right. And this is, of course, for a residence, not a business, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Do you know which plan that you had wanted? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
1 gig.
Okay. All right. And approximately how large is your home? Do you know?
I don't know. 600 square feet?
Okay, yeah. No, the reason that I ask is because we do offer Wi-Fi extenders for the larger homes. So that was kind of a question that, you know. But 600 square feet should be plenty for a router to cover the whole home.
Yeah.
And then did you want to add any voice service, meaning landline phone?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. And it was apartment 4, correct?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
And then you do rent?
Yes.
Do you happen to have the property owner's name, whether it's the landlord or the property manager?
Yeah, it's the landlord. I actually gave this to the guy last time, but it's okay. Let me get to where it is. One second. All right, I have it. I even told her I was doing this, and I was that she would get a call from you guys probably.
Mm-hmm.
So she's aware of what's going on.
Okay, great.
Anyway, her name is Karen. Wager, Wager.
Okay.
And the number is 8. Oh, sorry.
Nope, go for it. That's what I was going to ask for.
845-324-5971.
Perfect. And do you know how the current utility wires are feeding the home?
They're above ground off the pole.
Okay. Perfect. And then, of course, your billing address is the same as your service address, right?
Yes.
James, what is your... Oh, I already asked you for that. BLATZ, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best email address for you, please?
All right. It's C as in cat, L as in Larry, O as in ox, C as in cat, K as in kite, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, I as in Ian, C as in cat, K as in kite, S as in Sam, the number 1212@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Clocks Tricks.
Yep.
12@gmail. Okay.
Yep.
And the best, the primary phone number that you'd like on the account?
845-303-0690.
Okay. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We do have the option of phone, email, or text. Text is usually the best option.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah. You never know. Yeah. I could be busy somewhere.
Exactly, and that way we don't disturb you, and that way it also helps because you're also able to confirm your appointment via text.
Okay, cool.
So we do send you a text with important information such as the install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. And by signing up for this, you will be able to confirm it. And also, we don't use this method for anything other than account specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. So you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. But as usual, message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then did he happen to do the credit check with you?
No, but I know my credit is shot. I had discussed with him that I would just pay the $50 fee.
Did you already provide him that information?
I did not provide him that information.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I did.
Because he would have had to ask for either a card or an account number in order to process that. So that's probably why it didn't go through our system, is because if he didn't fully go through it, then that's probably what it was.
Yeah, well, I have a card right now if you would like to.
Okay, so we're skipping the credit check and we're paying the $50 deposit today, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And we're doing that with a card or are we doing that with a checking account?
The card, too.
Okay, because that will only give you a $5 discount. If you change
I have a savings account, but that wouldn't work for this process. And the card I have is actually a debit card, but I don't know if that matters or not.
Yeah, it still matters because of the fact that it's MasterCard or Visa have those processing fees. So that's why it's only a $5 discount. If it were coming directly from the checking account, then at that point. But I mean, we can also do the savings. I just signed somebody up with their savings the other day.
Oh, I can do that then. That's fine.
Okay, so we're doing with the check with the savings account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a routing number. Okay, got it.
Ready whenever you are.
You want the routing number first?
Yes, please.
All right. It's 221976243.
Okay, and to confirm, that's Mid Hudson Valley FCU.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then ready for the account number whenever you are.
All right. It's 920-310-4646.
Okay. And it is your name on the account?
Yes.
So it's James, or is there like another initial?
Well, James W would be my middle name, W.
Okay.
And then Blatt.
Okay. And that's a savings, as you confirmed.
Yeah.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes, that's fine.
So today the 50 will come out, and that will get held onto your account for 12 months. After those 12 months, it'll either go back to you as a statement credit to reduce one of your bills, or it will get sent back to you as a one-time payment in check form, typically.
Okay, no problem.
And just bear with me. And it was successful.
Great.
And then how did you hear about our shop? Was it direct mail, like a flyer, or?
Yeah, a couple of different ways I heard about you guys. I've been like chomping at the bit waiting for this to happen.
I know, I'm still chomping at the bit waiting for my town to get, you know, started.
Yeah, so I got flyers. You guys have a billboard right down the street from me, you know, so.
Okay.
It's been a couple of different ways.
And
probably because I went on your website, started advertising to me through Facebook, too.
Yeah. I believe. I completely understand that one because it's funny how Google and any kind of, like, phone device will notice, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, well, you know, it's the world we live in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And is there anything that you would like us to be aware of on the property? I mean, this would typically be more for like property managers and whatnot, but do you know, are you aware of any like septic tanks or buried wires that may be on the property?
Well, the septic tank is in the backyard. There's no access to it.
Okay.
Not to worry about that. What is there? I don't think so. Not really. The pole is, you know, 15 feet from my door. So.
Okay, no worries. And then do you have any questions for our techs by chance?
I was just interested. How do they do this? How do they get it into the household? They have to run wires through the wall? I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you currently have a provider that provides you internet at the moment?
Yeah.
So we would run the same way that they do. We wouldn't be disconnecting them, though, or anything like that. We just run fiber lines along the same way that they did.
Okay.
And we'll run it to whichever room you want it in, of course.
Okay. I do have two animals. I don't know if you want to put that as a note.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of animals do you have?
I have a small dog and a cat.
Okay. I just put small dog and a cat in an apartment for those who are, like, allergic or, you know, anything.
I can put them away while the techs are here or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, typically they're usually really, really good with them anyway.
Okay, cool.
They usually don't have any issues with them. Okay, perfect. And, of course, so as I should probably let you know, at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home, or rather the building, to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your install, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. That's if we go for the burial. If we go aerial, then they'll handle that right then and there.
Okay.
And to maintain consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. So that way you stay connected even throughout our entire installation process.
Gotcha.
The gateway and so essentially the modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop. and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, hey, I'm not liking the service, and you decide to cancel, or you're moving and we don't service the new area, at that time you will receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box, to send all of the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and that can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website or give us a call. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bill online by setting up your account, but we also set up the auto pay, so you should be all set with that.
Can you tell me when the auto pay starts? It's going to start after the service is connected, right?
After the service is connected. So that was actually my next thing, was that your billing cycle won't start until the date of installation. So even though you paid the $50 deposit today, you're not going to see anything else come out of your account until after you're set up for service.
Understood.
Okay. And then just so you're aware, you're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you should receive two emails addressed to you. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber account, where you will be able to not only review the terms of service, but you'll be able to review your billing statements when they're available. You'll be able to edit your auto pay settings or pause your auto pay if ever you need to. So that way you have full control of what goes on. In the one email, you should have a temporary password that allows you to log in. I would definitely do it as soon as possible so that the email doesn't time out. I've had a couple of those where the link expired. If you do have trouble, definitely give us a call. We're more than happy to go ahead and help you get into the account. And then I just need your approval and your agreement. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
That's fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Perfect. So you are all set for today. We will be giving you a call closer to the 26th of November, so that we can get you scheduled for service for your installation.
All right. Sounds very good.
All right. All right, James. Well, it's been a pleasure. Did you have any other questions for me while I have you on the line?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we look forward to speaking with you soon when it comes time for scheduling.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend coming up.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.